SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friendos, to In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid Hour 2. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. And you're deep in a show that has not been spending a ton of time talking about gambling. But we did talk about the odds. We did get it in hour one where we were talking a lot about the All-Star Weekend, which is on the horizon. Some of the garbage and crap that's surrounded, how it can be improved, home run derby. In the next segment, we are about to draft on the bracket as well for the home run derby, which is probably the best thing that's going to happen. You know, in my world, the futures game is the most exciting because guys like Jason Dominguez are going to be playing and guys that, you know, are the future superstars of this league. But the best event is still the home run derby, even though it's still got some of its quirks.
How are you going to fix the format? Because you don't like the tournament. Is it Welsh rankings? So, instead of by homers hit, it has to go by relevance of player. So, or how about a vote?
Maybe. I mean, I think it's just like logic. You go in and you go, what do people want to see? Here's what people want: Joey Gallo, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, and Shohei Ohtani. Those guys should all be separated and they should play the other losers. And then when they lose to those, then you've got second round Ohtani, Soto, and second round Pete Alonso, Joey Gallo. And then one, you want the best players to go the furthest.
I want Mancini for the story though.
Yeah, you want this. Great. Maybe Mancini beats Gallo or Pete Alonso or something like that. Put him against Ohtani. I don't care. But don't put one of the best young superstars in the league up against Ohtani as well, because then it's gone. And it's horrific if you knock out Ohtani. I think for a viewership standpoint, you were just talking about, you know, one of your improvements to the All-Star game is getting more foreign viewers and stuff like that. Yeah. You don't think you're going to have foreign viewers with Ohtani in the home run derby? The minute they go, see ya. You want to do the best. It's a popularity type of thing at this point. All it is. And you just want the biggest homers to keep going. They're going to have those juiced ass balls in Colorado. You're probably going to have five homers. What do you do? I don't know. Put obstacles up there. Have your stupid little golden balls. Put a damn wiffle ball up if you have to. Put a fan behind him. Put a drone inside the ball. Make him go 600 feet. Also, here's the only thing I add, because we got to go.
Spider-Man Far From Home. That's the new baseball.
Put markers.
Home run derby.
Give us real markers of 400 and 500 so we can all ooh and ah. When we come back, we're actually going to draft our bracket right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Come and hang out with Bogman and I. It is a completely different experience in the fantasy and sports world because we thrive on having some fun. You guys can hang with us, chat with us, chat with the crew of people that support us in our GroupMe rooms. It is an ongoing 24-hour type of thing where you can have fun. We've got ranks. We've got comedy secret shows. We've got a ton of live stream stuff that goes on there. So be a part of our audio universe, and you are directly supporting Bogman and I, who've been doing this for quite a while, and you guys are the reason. So not only listening, that's the other way to support. So come and do it. It's summer. What else you got to do?
I wish everyone could see the behind the scenes of us recording this, because we only have like 5 or 6 people here, whatever it is, that are hanging out with us. They'll make comments while we're recording this, but the lead into the segments it's just my favorite, because we'll be talking all the way up to, and I'm watching the clock, but then the Welsh will think that I'm not watching it. So he always says this, all right, shut up, we're about to go. You know, it's this real quick. Well, he doesn't say that exactly.
But clocks also sometimes don't sync up. So like,
I think it is today, but you're right. It sometimes they don't sync up, but he does it to himself too. If I'm talking, he goes, all right, okay. But you just did it. You just talked for 30 seconds up to the start and then went, okay, we're going to start. Shut up.
Yeah,
you
know, I did it to myself. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're talking about shrimp tacos. Quesadilla or whatever.
There's a moment in Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Rosa is talking to herself, and then she goes, "Wait, shut up!" And then Santiago goes, "Did you just tell yourself to shut up?"
That's totally me.
Yeah,
totally,
that's exactly what you just did. It's hilarious,
and it's also it's a reminder for anybody when you take things like, because sometimes you, even though we've known each other, best friends for 25 years or whatever, you'll take that like something I do personally and it's like, well, no, I do that to myself. That's just like, thing. Yeah. Like, it's not to you.
It's hilarious. I never think it's offensive.
Myself. I'm talking. I'm like, all right, shut up. And you're like, you're the only one that was talking. It's like, yeah. I know. I have to say that it's shut up. All right. So finally, after 3 segments of teasing, the home run derby bracket has been set. They seeded all of the guys. It is 1 through 8, and here are the brackets. We gave you the odds before. Your odds on favorite, Shohei Ohtani at like +300, so you can win some money, down to Salvi and Trey Mancini, who are +1,000. And then you got all the guys in between. Really, Alonso, Gallo, and Ohtani are the least big money pay bets, where, you know, if you go Soto, you're going big upset. And at that point, you're thinking this guy is going to win it if he's going to beat Ohtani. So here are the brackets. The 1 and the 8. Is Shohei Ohtani versus Juan Soto, which, you know, I hate. The next bracket, 4 and 5, is Salvi versus Pete Alonso. And Salvador Perez is the 4 seed. You've got Joey.
20 homers.
Yeah, and that's how they seeded it. Joey Gallo is your 2 seed versus Trevor Story, who's the 7. And then the 4th bracket is number 3, Matt Olson, versus number 6, Trey Mancini. So those are your first round 4 brackets. Bogman. And you can do this, by the way, if you want to play along, MLB.com/bracket/homerunderby or home-run-derby. You can find it. You can play along and you can submit. And I think they're even doing one of those like,
yeah, it's kind of like the March Madness thing.
Yeah. Where, yeah.
You know, somebody, if you get it right, you win like something. But do you have to pick the amount of homers or something? Like,
see, it's such a great point you're bringing up, because like when they show like, hey, you could win, you know, a whole bunch of money and stuff, it's like, do you know how many people are going to have the right bracket and they're not putting home run totals in here? I think you should again, you want to make things more exciting, put $1 million on the line and have people have to do the exact amount of home runs. You know, that's not going to happen. That's like picking the actual March Madness brackets. But
yeah,
not
it's funny how sometimes, because I mean, you and I will talk about beat the streak sometimes, but I'll forget to. I mean, I haven't set my lineup in like,
I haven't done it all year. I should
beat the streak, but they're offering it's $5.6 million if you win that thing. But I think it's because it's gone so long and no one has ever hit it that it gets ignored a little bit.
Do you remember that one time I was first place?
You got to like 30, dude, didn't you?
Dude, it was the most immaculate. I got to 31. And
31.
I think I was tied in first place. And this is like me. I mean, I got the 31. That was a big deal.
And who was it that screwed you?
Oh, dude, I don't know. It was someone stupid. It was someone that went 0-for-5 too. God dang. It was someone like, it might've been Stanton, to be honest with you. I think it might've been Giancarlo Stanton who screwed
me. Well, that's on you for taking Stanton and get a hit.
Yeah, no, but he was playing. It was.
No, he's probably on a good streak.
And he went like 0-for-5.
It wasn't Stanton. If you said the name, I would remember. I feel like someone on the Reds. Was it Castellanos?
No, it wouldn't have been Castellanos. It could have been Votto. It could have been Votto at that time.
But yeah, makes sense. Votto makes more sense than taking a beat the streak.
Maybe it was, but I was like first place. I had like 31. It was huge, and then never even.
Sniffed 15 again. Is hard to get.
I don't know. I got the double digits at this point. All right. So first round, number 1, Shohei Ohtani versus number 8, Juan Soto. Bogman, I am advancing Shohei Ohtani. And I think
he wins. So we're both picking. We're not drafting. I thought we were drafting.
We can. Oh, I thought we were just going to do the brackets. We can draft if you want to. Let's do our bracket and then we can draft.
All right. So, okay. I'll also have Ohtani beating Soto.
Okay. Round two, or I'm sorry, second in the first round, Salvi Perez versus Pete Alonso. I am going to move forward Pete Alonso.
Same.
Okay. So we have Ohtani versus Alonso in round two. The third bracket in the first round, Joey Gallo versus Trevor Story. Going to go Joey Gallo.
I'm also going to go Gallo.
And then finally, I think we're both going to take Trey Mancini versus Matt Olson. So we have the exact same round two. In round two, give me Shohei Ohtani over Pete Alonso, who I believe is a reigning champion.
He is, and I'm going to take Alonso because of it.
Okay. Joey Gallo versus Mancini. Give me Joey Gallo.
Same. Gallo.
All right. So I have got Ohtani versus Gallo. You have Alonso versus Gallo. Shohei Ohtani is my winner, Bogman. So who do you have?
Joey Gallo is my winner.
Joey Gallo. So you got Joey Gallo. I have Shohei Ohtani. So now here's our big silly.
I can't wait for Salvi to win this. No one's going to put him in.
Matt Olson is going to win. Ooh, the A's. So do we want to draft, and are we going to go for some money? Are we going to draft like all eight? We each get four.
How about some Olive Garden?
No more Olive Garden.
But you get to take one meal off. You owe me. I think you owe me three. So you get to take one off. So two.
I owe you two and Jag owes you one.
Okay. All right. Do you want to take one off?
I mean, how many are you going to eat all three meals at the one sitting?
Look, this is what I'll probably do, regardless of how many you owe me, is eat one giant meal and then get one to go. That's probably what I'll do.
Get one to go, you son of a bitch.
Well, I'm leaving. I'm not going to be around. It's not like we can do it in November. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to live in a different state. So,
all right, a lunch bet. It'll be a lunch bet.
Okay, lunch bet. Sure.
Yeah. So it's a lunch bet. How do we determine who gets the first pick here?
Age before beauty. Me. I take Gallo.
Well, shouldn't the youngest,
I take Gallo and you get the next two picks.
Okay. I was going to say, in board games.
You get two and then I get two.
In board games, the youngest would go first, but that's fine. You take Gallo. That works perfect. You got Joey Gallo. I'm obviously going to take Ohtani with one pick and give me Pete Alonso with my second.
Ohtani and Alonso. All right. My two, I'll take Mancini for one. Yeah. And then I'll take Soto just in case.
Okay, Soto. So then I've got two and you've got one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
get whoever's left over.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to take Story and Olson.
Story and Olson.
You get Salvi.
I get Salvi. All right. I kind of like having Salvi. I love Salvi. So.
Yeah, you like Salvi.
Right,
like Salvi.
You've got Ohtani, Alonso, Story, Olson. I've got Gallo, Mancini, Soto, Salvi. Is there a possibility that we don't get, did we take any matchups? It could be all me or all you in the second round.
Because totally right about that. Because I have, we each have, that's going to be amazing. That's so fun. So, I mean, in the second round,
it would be hilarious if after the first round, one of us won. That would be so funny.
Yeah, that would actually really, really be good. And the best part, so then I'll have a choice if I win to either take a meal off of Olive Garden or just buy the Olive Garden
and get one. Yeah.
And then bank it for right before you leave. You leave me for Texas. Bogman's going away. We're going to go away, but we will be back here in just a minute where we are going to turn the page. And we're going to do a little bit of basketball. I just want to talk about the finals and the Suns being in there. Plus, we're going to talk about the sponsorship deals with college athletes. This is right in Bogman's wheelhouse, and it's really fascinating. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'll tell you what, that dang old
in this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. Can't say it.
Sports Grid.
You guys could be listening on the Mightier 1090. Bogman asked me like this really, really intelligent question that I just like didn't even think of. He's like, so did you listen to the show when you were in San Diego? And I was like, I didn't even think about it. I didn't not at all, because I was just in San Diego, which is just heaven on earth. So there could be some beautiful people, literally. I mean, tens, Bogman. Absolutely. We live in Arizona and, you know, in like Scottsdale and stuff, and there are tens. San Diego is 12s, 15s.
Just. Well, San Diego is the only place better, in my opinion, to live than here. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's the best place on earth, probably, San Diego.
Without question.
Didn't Greg Giraldo have that joke? He was like, the easiest job in the world is weatherman for San Diego. Hey, Bob, what's the weather going to be like? It's nice.
Perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, no, it's great. Like San Diego, La Jolla is the greatest place on the planet, because people could be like, oh, well, you know, you go to like whatever island in the Philippines. It's like, well, that's in the Philippines. Like, this is America. Like, so
if you're America, talking about America, I mean, I've never been to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii.
Stuck on an island like San Diego. You can get to places still. You're still actually in the U.S., not like Hawaii, the U.S. San Diego is the greatest. Our Hawaii audience is going to be like really upset.
But there's been, you've been throwing some people under the bus. What was the other one you said the other day that I was like, the whole Midwest you crapped on. So like, you're like, well, if you don't live in Arizona or San Diego, you're pretty much a moron.
I said the big cities, but then I gave love to Kansas City for the Chiefs, and I gave to Green Bay. I just didn't give it to, you know, like Nebraska and like, yeah, you know, or like Cleveland. Cleveland was specifically,
well, yeah, yeah. I mean, Ohio. You asked all over Cleveland, so.
But I'm saying
you gave them a Cleveland steamer. It was
Hawaii could be nice and stuff like that, but like La Jolla specifically is single-handedly the greatest place on the planet. And and you're, I like how you said number two is Arizona. You're gonna go to Texas, boy. Hey,
I love Arizona. I mean, I'm moving to Texas to help my mom, because I want to. It's not a career change or anything either. It's, you know, to take care of my family here. So, you know, I like Texas. And I mean, I'm sure it was funny. I was texting with my cousin who lives there. And I was like, you know, because our plan was to move much earlier than this. My mom had some medical stuff, so we can't. But I was like, yeah, I was hoping to beat the heat. And she's like, oh, yeah, it is really hot. Get ready to sweat. And I was like, no, here. Like, you know, your humidity is really cute and everything, but when it's 118 degrees out here for 5 days in a row, that's heat. Like, the humidity sucks, but the sun goes down and it's not so bad.
No, it's the
sun goes down here. True. It doesn't matter. It is oppressive for just 6 months.
I will tell you, like, the weather had like an 8-degree change in San Diego when I was there, but there was a lot of humidity and it was pretty rough. So 90-degree humidity is going to be probably a lot worse on you than what we deal with 150.
I'm sure it'll be like dry, because I haven't had it in so long. It'll probably affect me more than it would, but it's hotter here. It just,
you want to know, you know,
because their thing is always like, well, 98 with 100% humidity, it feels like 106. You know, I'm like, oh, really? Because where I am, it's 115 every day.
It's so, just not about
it's just that hot.
But I'll give you something. Here's something that Texas doesn't have and that San Diego or Southern California doesn't have: an NBA team in the finals. That's what true. Arizona has. Arizona has a team in the finals in the Phoenix Suns. As we're recording this, game two has not played. The series could be tied 1-1. Phoenix could have a 2-0 lead. But the Phoenix Suns playing one of Midwest teams. It's actually a very Welsh family centric one, because my wife is from Milwaukee and that whole group. And I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, even though she doesn't care about basketball one way or the other.
Biggest Suns fan. I mean, just never turn your back on them. Always love them. Definitely didn't crap on them. Never said ever, well, I'm not really a Suns fan, but I guess if you had to give me a team, it would be the Suns. You definitely didn't say that 2 years ago.
Find the tape. That's good. Find the actual tape where I said that.
I mean, it's somewhere, but I'm not going to go back and find it. So,
but the finals, you know, the Phoenix Suns, there's so many elements to it. Like the Phoenix Suns look like a team of destiny. It has got to be an absolute nightmare for the NBA at all costs, because I can't imagine the rate. I don't know what the ratings look like on the first game. It might have done okay, to be honest with you. But as the series goes on, especially, I would just throw out, if the Phoenix Suns, again, this is a little bit tough, if the Phoenix Suns did have a 2-0 lead going into Sunday, which is more appropriate, game three, it could potentially be a ratings nightmare across the board. But I mean, it's fantastic for me. The Phoenix Suns look like the best team in basketball. Chris Paul, my Chris Paul futures MVP bet is going to pay dividends of what I said a couple weeks ago.
So this game one did better than last year's 8.56 million versus 7.41 million
in the Pandy.
In the Pandy, but 2019 was 12.31 million. And 2018 was 17.67 million. So
What was for game one this year?
Eight and a half. So it's 8.56.
Like four, I mean, it's like a 25% cut from the year before. Roughly.
But I think part of that is because there are some people that when the pandemic happened, just punched out on sports overall.
Sure.
So we got to take that into account. But I just don't know what the real difference would be.
But you also have to take it
bigger
account
than last year.
Those people exist, but also people see the Phoenix and Milwaukee and it's like, oh, that's not
Miami.
I'm
sure that's part of it.
LA.
Yeah. What I kept thinking was it's not going to be as big a drop off as people think it is. But I think there's so many factors that we're not really going to be able to tell. I think we will next year. I think next year, when the finals comes along, we'll be able to tell how big of a drop off is. I just don't think you can look at 17 versus this 8 and go, oh, it's a 9 million over double, you know?
Yeah,
because
maybe
this 2020 happened and everything after 2020, that's a marker in our lives forever, is post 2020 after COVID. So, you know.
Yeah. And I think it's a little bit difficult because, you know, like we talked about with the home run derby, you don't want the exciting stuff eliminated quickly. The Suns eliminated the Lakers, you know, to start this off, and the Lakers got knocked out. And like we're still dealing with this. We just had in the last round, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and the other LA team. You know, it's not good. Doesn't mean the game isn't going to be good, but one of the worst things that's surrounded, take all that aside, by the way, where people could be like, oh, you know, the best teams aren't there, you know, and the Phoenix, let's just assume for a minute, the Phoenix Suns win, whatever, people just didn't care. The worst part about it, though, is this growing crowd. And I don't even understand it at this point, because it's like, guys, we're playing a full season. This growing crowd of people that want an asterisk on whoever's going to win, whether it's GA and his Bucks or the Phoenix Suns, this idea that there needs to be an asterisk to this full season because what? Like they cut a couple games off, but they're crying because
it's
of
not even the games. It's the injuries. It's LeBron or AD getting hurt, and
Kawhi got hurt.
And Kawhi got hurt. Irving and Harden were both banged up. So it's all of these. It's all of these injuries that they're saying.
You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like these idiots. These crybaby idiots that go online, they all do it. They're all the same person, by the way. Whenever LeBron is talked about, they go on and say, have LeBron win a real championship. And then they cite all the reasons that all of his championships are not real. Those
just
massive
the worst people.
Losers on the planet that put asterisk for whatever. Oh, do it with this guy. Or do it. All things that don't warrant an asterisk. Guess what? This season doesn't warrant an asterisk because a couple of these guys got hurt. Yeah, could the Nets have done more with Kyrie Irving? Sure, but guess what? They didn't because he was hurt. Could the Clippers have done something more with Kawhi? Yeah, they could, but he was hurt.
I mean,
guess
staying
what?
Staying healthy
Suns,
is part of it.
Chris Paul. They lost Chris Paul. The Bucks had GA injured. These guys get hurt. Give me a break about asterisk type of stuff. The Phoenix Suns went through a gauntlet of teams to get here, and they're here and they're fighting the Bucks and the Phoenix Suns are the anti-establishment of NBA because they're not the super teams. The super teams got their asses knocked out, and the better teams, whether it's health or not, they were able to make through. It's a great pure basketball NBA finals. It just may not go down as a very memorable one because people are calling asterisk. People have lost interest and you don't have the big team.
I think it's going to be memorable either way, because it's either going to be GA gets his first ring, right? And he came back from this crazy hyper extension to win it, or it's going to be Chris Paul gets his first ring and maybe last ring. Who knows? But it, at least his first ring. So I think no matter what side wins, you're going to get a big story. Honestly, the most surprising thing to me, because I went on Fantasy Pros with Pizapia and talked about this on their betting thing. I said, I don't think GA is going to play this series. I mean, it looked like he blew out his knee. Did you see this? Did you see the hyperextension?
I saw it.
You don't like watching that stuff, so I wasn't sure.
I'm actually shocked you said that on there, because like only game one was in question.
No, it wasn't. It was. I thought the people say, because it's just like when the Clippers said, oh, well, Kawhi might play the next game. Kawhi blew out his knee. Everyone knew he wasn't playing. They just didn't want to say that he tore his ACL. He did. I thought the same thing was going on with GA. And I know they had said, well, he's been practicing and stuff. And I thought, okay, well, maybe he'll be back for game three or four. But game one, I could not believe that he came and looked good. You know, he looked fine.
I'm glad he came back now, too.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm glad he came back.
Because that would have been another asterisk thing. It would have been another reason for the Suns to not really deserve this championship or whatever if they won, because of the asterisk and all the players getting hurt. It's such a dumb argument.
It is so stupid. Like you get less asterisk talk about a cut year last year that was set across the board. You get less of that than you do this year.
Well, I think that was stupid too. Last year was the hardest year to win. You had to go into a bubble and play. That's ridiculous.
Hot take. I think all asterisk stuff is stupid. Like even if you have cheaters and stuff like that, because it's over and it happened, we don't even need it. I don't even need asterisks around Barry Bonds and any stuff like that. Just do it. Just put it up there. You don't need asterisk. All it is for the troll alike to have some type of validation that their thought process and take is the right one in any of this stuff. Finals Sunday going down. Going to be very exciting. When we come back though, college players are getting that cash money, and they always been, but now it's over the table. And we're going to talk about that right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league,
no one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
in this league,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, welcome back, friends. It's ITL on Sports Grid. Bogman and the Welsh on Twitter at Bogman Sports, at Is It the Welsh. Things you can do, patreon.com/ITL Army. Sign up, have so much fun, and get tons of ITL things in our universe. You can go to inthisleague.fans and you can pick up some merch if you want, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Those are some activities, just like
so much room for activities,
chopping watermelons in the garage and stuff like that. So I kind of wanted to do that since that movie, by the way. I don't have a sword.
You want to do karate in the garage?
I want to chop like a watermelon with a sword.
Oh, you mean you want a samurai weapon signed by Randy Jackson? That's what you want.
Yeah. Am I making that up?
No, that's exactly what they did. Yeah. Well, it was, do you want to go do karate in the garage? Yep. Did we just become best friends? Yep. Yeah. Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to. Yeah. Good housekeeping. Right.
Exactly. very, very funny. So the whole landscape of college sports has been flipped on its side it all centers around the ability that was finally given to college athletes to be monetized, to monetize their brand. And it's the most 2020 plus 2021, whatever you want to say, thing where, you know, content/brands have become more important than ever before. And it's been an outcry for a long time where athletes can now, from a variety of different ways, can start to monetize. Where that's good for us as consumers, it's really, if you love college football video games, NCAA, which is probably going to come back here very, very soon, and they can have likenesses, which is going to make the game even better than ever before. But these guys are also getting sponsorship deals, which have been hilarious. And you're going to have tons of take on this, but one anecdotal one I have was following Barstool Sports, where Barstool announced it's like the Barstool Athletes or whatever, essentially an agency that they're creating, where they came out and said, if you, this is how broad it was. If you're a college athlete and you want a sponsorship, come to us and we will make it happen. Now, it's probably not like the real stuff. Like I saw some quarterback from wherever get a deal with Raising Cane's, you know, yeah, which is like a chicken joint, and like he's a sponsor there. This is probably along the lines of like, hey, we'll do 50-50 rev deals on merch. There's no bigger, like, you know, youth merch company than Barstool Sports, but they're giving an avenue for them. But that, I think that is, that's a different sector of what's dealing. All of these guys can do something. There's a large sector, unfortunately, of, you know, probably a lot of baseball players, you know, gym, swimming, you know, softball, whatever it is, that aren't going to make the big deals. But there are small avenues here and there, like the Barstool athlete thing, that's going to allow it. But then there's the big guys who are going to be open to a multitude of things, from autograph deals to actual full-on sponsorships and the ability to monetize on social media, which that's has been a big one. Yeah. There's a big major gymnast, 10, if you will, who has like a million followers on Instagram. And they're saying, you know, this is like, I think she cut like over $100,000 deal immediately. And it wasn't even about the athlete. It's about the following that they've built.
Right.
So there are careers that are going to be built by 16-year-olds and 18-year-olds, or really 18-year-olds, I should say, in for collegiate athletes like they've never had before, Boggs.
It's great, man. It's really good. I mean, it just never made sense to not be able to profit off of your own name, image, and likeness. Like, it's absurd that.
Remember the YouTube kicker? Remember the kicker who had that huge YouTube channel and he quit? God. He just quit because he was like, I'm
making more money on YouTube. Yeah. Well, you should see he's taking credit for all of it too. He's like, I paved the way. Like, there's a bunch of those from him on Instagram, which he did, but it's kind of, I think it's kind of goofy to
you see Reggie Bush. You see Reggie Bush out there.
I want my Heisman back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said, I want my Heisman back, but he also was quote tweeting. He's like, this is interesting about all the athletes getting money and everything now.
Right. Well, it's great. I mean, this is something that should have been done for a long time. And it makes that, I mean, we played that whole Johnny Manziel story not long ago where he was talking about having to go to some seedy place to sign a bunch of things. And the guy left money in his in his hotel room or whatever it was. Like,
well,
there's all of that underhanded crap out.
And you're dealing with promoter. It was an autograph deal, and these are things guys are going to sign now. As a matter of fact,
a bunch have already done it. Yeah,
yeah. I can't get into it, but a friend of ours that has done stuff, people will know if they listen to In This League, who is an autograph promoter, just signed his first. I talked to you about it.
I'm glad you said that because I definitely put it on the sheet, and I was going to say something. But,
I don't even know if it's secret. By the way, it doesn't need to be. I don't think it matters. I'm just like, he just told me. He's like, he signed his first college athlete who is like, you know, theoretically a top 10, you know, in the coming maybe next year's draft or something.
That's
like
a
that
big get. It's
a huge get, and it's going to be an autograph deal. And he was like, I just signed my first college athlete. So that's a real thing. But Manziel was dealing with a situation where there's no contracts. Hey, come to my hotel, give you cash, sign stuff. Those guys don't have to deal with that now. They can have full-on contracts for years and merch, and it's legit, and the agents can be involved and all that type of stuff. So it doesn't have to be seedy, and guys like Johnny Manziel, you know, who knows, you know, it could be worse off for these guys having to go under the table from a morality standpoint. I can only imagine, you know, when you know you're doing something illegal, but it's what you have to do, what that does to you personally. Now you don't have to do that.
Foster talked about it too. He called the NCAA all crooks, you know, and I mean, he said, well, I can't afford to eat today. You're either going to have to pay for my meal or I'm going to have to do something stupid, which I thought was a little ridiculous, but I get it. Like, you know, you're fighting for your literal life here, you know? So it's great for a lot of these. And like you said, there are going to be some big group deals. Like 4,000 athletes have already signed with Yoke Gaming, which is an app that allows you to play video games against college athletes. So I don't know if they get paid by how many times they get selected or whatever it is. Whatever game they play, you know, it's a thing. You can go do that. I know Nebraska has one where it's a restaurant in the Midwest that they're just it's like they've offered to over 100 players, not I think mainly the football team, but it was like the whole team. If you play for Nebraska, you can get this deal through them already. So,
but who are the big athletes? Because like,
well, the biggest deal so far is Hersey Miller. And does that name sound familiar to you at all? Hersey Miller?
Uh-uh.
It's Masterpiece's son.
So is he a basketball player?
Yes, he plays basketball at Tennessee State, and he got the biggest deal. Take a crack at how much he got. He signed with a web app. What is it called here? Hold on. It is called Web Apps America.
Never heard of it. I mean, I would $500,000
$2 million.
Wow.
$2 million. I mean, it's because he's Masterpiece Son, not because he's good at basketball.
I mean, I was going to say, it's a great, like, I think there's a couple, you know, when you get into collegiate, like Chad Johnson's son plays at ASU, you know, like that, like former big name athletes.
Yeah.
They're going to get some big one. Okay. So Masterpiece Son got the biggest deal.
Yeah. $2 million. So there's some interesting ones here.
But what about the who are the biggest college, because like college baseball for a second. You know, Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter, who are going to get drafted tomorrow in the MLB draft. Those were the biggest guys, the biggest polarizing names.
And it's funny that this happened right when they're about to get money.
Right when they are going to get out and they're going to go get paid MLB. But like the number one guy, there's some okay names. Dylan Cruz at LSU. He is a superstar and he is not going to be drafted for two more years. Dylan Cruz, in a baseball standpoint, should get the most money of anybody, and he should get absolutely freaking paid. Who's the college guy? Who's the next Trevor Lawrence? Who's the college player? Like, who's the big guy that you think is going to get the huge check coming into this year?
Well, I think Spencer Rattler is, he's a quarterback at Oklahoma. And
isn't he the one that did the Raising Cane's deal?
I think so. Yeah. And he's actually from Scottsdale and he went to Oklahoma. And he has a couple of them already, but I think he's probably the biggest one. He made his own logo. That was the big thing, is a lot of these athletes are making their own logos. I know that Derek King, who's another big time quarterback at the University of Miami, and Mackenzie Milton, you'll remember from, he's a guy at UCF who had his leg snapped right in half. You remember seeing that?
No.
It was disgusting. I can't watch it. It's one of those.
By the way, I was correct. Rattler is the one who signed an endorsement deal with Raising Cane's.
With Raising Cane's.
His logo too, and it's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's for his name. I think it's a cool logo. It's not that some of the logos are lame, honestly. Like Jaden Daniels, who's the quarterback at ASU. His is not that great. I remember seeing it going, you could have done better. This looks like he hired someone from Fiverr to make it. But Derek King and Mackenzie Milton, they're both quarterbacks. Mackenzie Milton was at UCF, had his injury rehabbed, and is slated to start for FSU this year. So you know, Miami and Florida State coming together, and they made their own service, and it's so that athletes can sign a deal with their agency, and I think it's called Dreamscape, and then they can, you know, they'll set them up. They'll like organize everything for them, so they can go do, they can get different sponsorships and they can go do autograph signing sessions and things like that. So, but you know, the big one was Hersey Miller, but there's been other big time athletes.
$2 million.
$2 million.
I mean, I'm just throwing this out here because I think it's all a good idea, by the way, but like humility is going to be, I mean, how are these high school guys, these college guys that are getting drafted, trying to get paid? It happens at baseball. You're going to get dudes that are going to come in from day one and they are just going to be rolling in cash that isn't right under the table anymore. And I start to think like this is going
been like one booster from Miami that has already given out $150,000.
Sure.
To these guys.
This at some point is going to roll into like high school kids, you know, like in baseball, Blaze Jordan was this like 14-year-old, just like mega name. And he had a reality series and stuff. You're going to start seeing like reality shows following like, you know, junior years at big competitive high schools. And these kids are going to start getting deals, and you're going to have kids that are going to have boatloads of cash coming into college, then get bigger deals. It is going to be a wild world.
Netflix did a whole series on, you know, Last Chance U. None of those kids got any money from it. They just got, maybe they got some fame, but they didn't get any money.
That's going to change. That's going to change.
It should. It should.
How is it not going to change? Why can't you pay a 16-year-old? There's not a collegiate rule now, like, because college.
How can he go get a job at Fry's, but he can't go get, you can't pay him to go work for your organization? It's ridiculous. So I'm glad this got overturned, but yeah, there's been some interesting ones. I mean, you know, the one we mentioned, Derek Stingley Jr., who's going to be a top pick. He's a cornerback at LSU. He signed with a restaurant called Walk-Ons. Miles Brennan, the quarterback at LSU, signed with Smoothie King and Small Sliders. Trey Knox, who I've actually talked to Trey Knox on Twitter. He put out this thing that he wanted to start a podcast. And I was like, I can help you if you want to set up like a meeting or something. And he said, that would be great. And then he never got back to me. Aww. But he signed a deal with PetSmart because he loves his dog so much. So his dog is going to be part of PetSmart.
Like, he won't get back to Bogman.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, we're going to give him any money like PetSmart was. I don't have any money. So, yeah. But his dog is going to be like part of their campaign as well. Graham Mertz, the quarterback for Wisconsin, made his own thing, made his own logo, and is going to announce some NIL sponsorships too. There's a cornerback, Kool-Aid, his name is JaQuincy Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama.
I mean, that guy's built in.
He should get a deal with Kool-Aid.
How many?
His is an NFT. It's $750 to buy one of his shares of his NFT or whatever it is. And you get a ticket from his personal collection of Alabama tickets because they give each player tickets. If you buy one, you get a ticket from him. I think that's the best one. That's my favorite.
I think you're going to have a lot of people and a lot of adults naming their kids after brands. So when they get to college, now that they can get paid, you're going to just have like, you know, this is not Derek, Derek Church chicken. And he's just going to get a deal. When we come back though, Bogdan didn't talk about it, but I want to elaborate on the most important of all of these. And that is NCAA 2022. Maybe. Don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love you.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
It is In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. It is end of hour two. I'm going to be getting out of here. Bubba's going to be coming in for hour three, so ITL continues to roll on, even though I don't. We were talking about all of the endorsement deals that college players can have, and, you know, you've got some names that are doing stuff. You've got players all over the board. Some of it's silly, but whatever. Guys are getting money, and they're able to take care of themselves. But the most fascinating of all of it is the potential that EA Sports can bring back NCAA, the video game. Not only bring it back, but they could bring it back with a license deal for names. That was the thing. The game existed in the likenesses of players, but it was just numbers and stuff like that. The potential is out there if EA can make it work. And obviously, you know, I don't know how it works right now. Yeah, it's harder because like there is a players association that the game can deal with to cut one deal. I don't think you have an NCAA players association and going individually, so it's going to be tougher. So in theory, they might just have to go likenesses and whatnot, but they could be working and we could get one of the greatest video games of all time, and we may actually have the full-fledged players in the game and not have to do what Bogman and I did for a month and a half straight, was input every single name into
and
the
game. We tried to do it 1 year, and then after that, we just I found the guy that sold it.
Yeah,
yeah, bought the memory card from the guy. Right. So, thank God for that guy for sure. But it's going to be more difficult because I think, like you said, they're going to have to build a big players union and work it out through there. Some schools have said, Notre Dame has said, we're not going to be in the game. We're not going to be in the next generation. So they have to make like the South Bend Leprechauns or something.
Going to be out of the game. They're not even allowed the team to be in it.
That's what they said. So now who knows if they're presented with the money option or whatever.
Because I was thinking
pressure, but they said they don't want to do it.
The schools might be best to just cut deals with EA Sports. And then it's just like, you know, players can just sign if they don't want to be in the game. Otherwise, everyone is in. It's an undertaking. That's why the game may not happen, just because it's available now. What you just said, if teams don't want to be in it and contacting every individual player, it may be a false hope. The potential is there because college athletes are being paid. It is a new, shiny new world. And guess what? No more Heisman trophy. And no more Heisman trophies being taken away for a guy trying to get some money like Reggie Bush had to deal with, because it's all up in the clear and up in the good now. I am out of here. Hour 3, Bubba Bogman. Friends, don't go anywhere. And this week will be right back.